BBC News with Julie Candler. US officials say American troops have begun pulling out of Syria. The unexpected announcement follows a tweet in which President Trump said Islamic State militants in the country had been defeated. The decision was revealed after discussions between Mr. Trump and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Within hours of the pullout being made public, the US said it had approved the sale of billions of dollars of missiles to Turkey. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has raised interest rates for the fourth time this year, despite repeated demands by Donald Trump not to do so. They've gone up by a quarter of a percentage point to 2.5%. The Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has insisted that his government will keep the spending promises it's made to voters following a budget deal with the EU. He said no concessions had been made in order to avoid EU fines. Police in the Congolese capital Kinshasa have fired tear gas to disperse stone-throwing opposition supporters ahead of Sunday's presidential election. Earlier, the local governor imposed a ban on all campaign rallies in the city, referring to security concerns. Thousands of people have demonstrated in two Sudanese cities over the price of fuel and bread. Videos posted on social media show crowds marching through the street of Atbara and Port Sudan. A Supreme Court judge in Brazil has issued a ruling that could lead to the release from jail of the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Lula is appealing against a 12-year sentence for corruption. The German news magazine Der Spiegel has sacked an award-winning journalist after discovering that he had fabricated some of his stories. Klaus Relotius was recently named German Reporter of the Year for an article about a young Syrian boy. Der Spiegel said he admitted falsifying many of his articles. BBC News.